Silence is golden, especially when it comes to brakes. That's why Napa Silent Guard are built to be one of the smoothest and most quiet brakes on the market. Made with fiber-reinforced shims that eliminate noise for the life of the pad, rubber-coated hardware for a better fit, and quality design that meets and exceeds OE performance. Silent Guard brakes deliver the stopping power drivers demand. Available now at Napa locations nationwide.
Again, it is Wing Nation presented by Sage Fruit. Talking sprint car racing, our favorite time of the week, and we are so glad that you have joined us. Steve Post in our Concord, North Carolina studios and our Mifflintown studios in Pennsylvania. It's Ashley Strummy. Hello, Ashley. How are you?
Steve, I don't even know what to say this week. My golly, has everything happened in Pennsylvania, and you can take that however you want this week.
Absolutely. Silly season is off the change. When Lance DeWeese is no longer in the 69K, we need to check and see what the temperatures are like down below. I mean, it is crazy, that's for sure. Of course, the Macri news and people leaving and sitting out and taking breaks, it is absolutely crazy. One thing that's not crazy, though, well, it might be crazy good, how good Rico Abreu and Ricky Warner are, roll into Williams Grove and pick up a Summer Nationals. It's a huge win for Rico.
It sure is. And I love that he kind of made an ode to the Beer Hill gang. It was really special for Pennsylvania people. I know Rico's loved here in Pennsylvania, even though he's not outlaw or posse. But it was cool that he made the nod to Beer Hill gang.
Nod? He climbed the fence. I mean, he drove them nuts over there. They're usually climbing the fence the other way. The driver was climbing the fence. I think it was awesome. Rico's fourth World of Outlaw win this season. He becomes the 53rd driver to win a World of Outlaw race at Williams Grove, led all 30 laps, and picked up the $20,000 check. Brian Brown is looking forward to Knoxville, and he is our guest today. He's a six-time track champion there. And when we come back, we'll get to the Sage Fruit Hotline and chat with Brian Brown. The Outlaws are headed back to the Pacific Northwest. Join us for three action-packed nights of racing August 31st, September 1st, and 2nd at Skagit Speedway when the World of Outlaw NOS Energy Drink Sprint Cars return for the Sage Fruit Skagit Nationals. Kickoff for the Sage Fruit Skagit Nationals begins Wednesday, August 30th with a pre-race party, live band, Sage Fruit Apple giveaways, and more. Then catch Donnie Schatz and the rest of the World of Outlaws as they take on Washington's best sprint car drivers Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. Details at SkagitSpeedway.com. Welcome back. It is Wing Nation presented by Sage Fruit. Let's go right to the Sage Fruit Hotline. Joining us out in the great state of Missouri, Brian Brown joins us. Hello, Brian. How are you?
I'm doing good. Good to be back on with you guys. It's been a bit, but exciting time to get back on and catch up with you guys.
Well, it is an exciting time, and this is why I wanted to kind of dial into you. You're running well. You're fast everywhere you go. You've got five wins at Knoxville, and we know what's coming up over the next couple of weeks, the Knoxville Nationals. How do you feel? How are you setting yourself up for another run at that big one?
Yeah, I mean, I like really where we are as a team. Everybody's obviously getting along real well, and every time we unload, we're unloading fast race cars there that qualify well, run well in the heat. Obviously been pretty good in the A main. So I like where we are. I feel like, you know, we've had a lot of good opportunities there over the years to have a good chance, a good run at the Nationals. And I really like, I think this is my best chance. I'm just being bluntly honest. I just feel like I like where we are, and I don't feel like there's any holes in our program in anything that gets thrown at us that week. I feel like we'll be able to handle it. So like I said, just Chad, you know, JB, Lath, Kane, my dad, they just did a phenomenal job just of staying focused, staying the course. And I think the key word is, you know, I keep saying the last 3 or 4 weeks is just disciplined. Stay disciplined no matter what. Just stick to the discipline we've set in place. And I think if we do that, you know, we'll have a good opportunity. But got to have a lot of luck happens too. A lot of things can go your way, but a lot of things can't go your way too. So, like I said, it's I'm looking forward to it. And whatever kind of happens. I think the guy that won the Indy 500, Joseph Newgarden, isn't that who his name is, or no, or is that who won the Indy 500?
Yep.
I read an interesting article that he wrote. He left Indy 500 so many years just disappointed, just like hating life, just life's over because I didn't win the Indy 500. His attitude kind of changed of like, hey, if I win it, that's great. If I don't, that's not going to define me. And I think that's kind of where I'm at with it too, is like, I've had a great career. There's probably a better chance I'm not going to win it than if I'm going to win it. So like, I'm going to go in there just giving it my best opportunity and my best effort as a team. And if that's good enough and the stars line up, we'll win it. If not, we'll go on down the road and, you know, life's going to go on.
It's so true. So many people try to define their career off of one win. And the Knoxville Nationals is a huge win until maybe this year. The million is now probably the highest one. But speaking of that, the week of Knoxville is a whole vibe in itself. It's the atmosphere. It's the people. It's the week and how everything throws down. What was that like at the Eldora Million? Was it kind of similar? Was it different still? What was it like?
Well, I'm going to back you up a little bit. There's only one Knoxville Nationals. And they can have all the million. It doesn't care what it pays to win. Like the Knoxville Nationals could pay 50 cents or just give me the trophy. It does not matter. In my eyes, there's one Daytona 500. There's one Indy 500. It's, and that's Knoxville. We'll start there. But to answer your question, yeah, I mean, it was awesome. I mean, just the atmosphere in general of everybody's a huge, huge crowd starting on Wednesday. And you know, when you go to Eldora and you go down that, go down the road there and you're going over the hills and you don't see nothing but corn and you come up over the hill and you see all those campers, you can kind of tell how big is the crowd going to be here based on what it was on Wednesday. And there was a lot of people there on Wednesday and, it was awesome. It was just an awesome atmosphere. I think it was a little bit different for me because I felt like almost, I was the underdog. Like there's nobody in the world that thought that I was even going to be in contention or whatever. I was in that 15th to 20th range, I felt like. And so there was really no pressure on me. We started eighth, got to sixth at the break or whatever, got to fourth, was racing for third. And then we fell back to sixth. And there was not one time through that whole night or even on the break that I thought, gosh, this is for $1 million. I just was trying to race and do my thing. Where I thought about the $1 million is when I got to the hotel and laid down and like, darn, I could see the leaders for $1 million. So I think it's just a little bit of your mindset going into something. If you think, okay, I'm one of the favorites or I'm just kind of the guy that's going to be a field filler unless, you know, we do our job. In my heart, I knew we could win that race, but I don't think anybody else did. So there's nobody walking around saying, hey, this is your year to win the million. It's just, hey, glad you're here, Brian. Good luck. You know, so just unbelievable where sprint car racing is in general. Like, you know, we're talking about a race paid $1 million to win. Like, who would have ever in their mind thought that? And who in their ever mind would have thought, hey, there's a race that's bigger than the Knoxville Nationals? I mean, you know, everybody puts it in different perspective or whatnot. And to me, there's only one granddaddy of them all. And to me, that's Knoxville. There's obviously you're from Port Royal area, you're probably Tuscarora 50 means a lot to you. But there's only one that means a lot to me. And that's Knoxville Nationals.
So you ran Eldora. How do you balance, Brian? And then you roll back into Knoxville for a Saturday night, 3M night or Casey's Kids night, 3M night. You've won all these shows here locally. How do you balance the travel versus Knoxville combination as we roll closer and closer?
Yeah, we just try to, our biggest thing when we start the year, we want to be at all the big races. Yeah. And I think that's the most important thing is we want to run Knoxville as much as we can, but you know, in May, we want to go to the Let's Race 2 because we want to prepare for the King's Royal and the million. So yeah, I mean, when it comes, we want to be at the Tuscarora 50. We want to be at the Williams Grove National Open. We want to be at the World Finals. That's why we're so lucky to have our schedule we do is and great partners that allow us to go where we kind of want to go and represent their brands. We get to go to all the races we want to and skip all the ones we don't. So just like now, we're kind of hand-picking our schedule a little bit here leading into Knoxville just because I want our guys to be fresh. I want me to be fresh. I want our equipment to be fresh, and I want to give us the best chance to succeed. And I think running 7 races in 10 days, somewhere along the line, you're asking for trouble of whether, okay, you hurt an engine, you hurt a car, now your guys are wore out, there's bickering between the team. A lot can go on internally that people don't see. And I want to make sure we're prepared.
Preparation, that is for sure. Stay with us. More with Brian Brown in just a moment. The Outlaws are headed back to the Pacific Northwest. Join us for 3 action-packed nights of racing August 31st, September 1st and 2nd at Skagit Speedway when the world of outlaw NOS Energy Drink Sprint Cars return for the Sage Fruit Skagit Nationals. Kickoff for the Sage Fruit Skagit Nationals begins Wednesday, August 30th with a pre-race party, live band, Sage Fruit Apple giveaways, and more. Then catch Donnie Schatz and the rest of the world of outlaws as they take on Washington's best sprint car drivers Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. Details at SkagitSpeedway.com. Welcome back. It is Wing Nation, presented by Sage Fruit. The Sage Fruit Hotline is where we're at. Brian Brown having a great visit as we get closer and closer to the Knoxville Nationals. Brian, you were on with Aaron and I about 6 weeks ago, I think it was, and we talked about the return of crew chief Chad Morgan. You guys had a lot of success together, made the decision to go in different directions, and this year have made the decision to come back together. What's that been like getting back together with Chad and building up to where we're going here with this thing?
Yeah, it's been great. Really the only reason we kind of got apart was just because of when things didn't go right, his idea of how to fix it, my idea how to fix it, two different directions. And sometimes it worked, sometimes it didn't, but we would get arguing with each other and try to, I mean, it was like a debate class sometimes in the shop, just because, you know, we both wanted to have our way. And, you know, sometimes what my thought was and his thought was just different. Then we would debate and argue, and next thing you know, nothing got accomplished. So I think being apart, you know, there's so much Chad brings to the table. And I see that, you know, Danny did a phenomenal job, but I see what Chad brings to the table when he was gone. And I think him being gone, he's seen how great of operation we had. So I think just now we've not had one argument since he's been back. And I think we just have one common goal of, you know, I feel like that I would like for him to end his career working for me. And I feel like he wants to work for me until I decide I don't want to race anymore. So I'm not looking for a different crew chief. He's not looking for a different job. And when you weld those two together and people get along, it could be a fierce, fierce combination.
You seem to get young guys that you bring on board that, you know, most guys would probably look past because they are young. They don't have experience. Is that something that's important to you because you can kind of teach them how you want things done instead of maybe trying to teach an old dog new tricks? Or is it just because you want them to have the experience to be able to jump on a sprint car team and grow their future?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of both. And like we laugh and it's almost like I've got, you know, JB, Justin Lowry, he's from Pennsylvania. He is 18 years old. I have Lath Hicks, which he's from locally here, that is 21 years old. And I have Kane Johnson, that's from Kansas, at 17 years old. We laugh. We look like the UNOH team at Volusia. Like there's little kids going everywhere. And it's like, and I think to answer your question, I love giving people opportunities that maybe they wouldn't get when I see potential. And with Justin, you know, he came from Pennsylvania. He, you know, he begged me for years to come on the road and travel. So I see that passion that he wants to do this. And you don't see 18-year-old kids. They want to play video games and they want to do other stuff. So I wanted to give him the opportunity. Lath Hicks was just a kid that placed an online order for a T-shirt and picked it up at the shop. He's like, hey, do you guys ever need help? And it's like, yeah, I could use some help. And next, here he is. And so he's worked with me for a year and a half. And Kane Johnson was a kid that we just brought on, you know, here during the summer months. But his brother, CJ Johnson, races in Kansas. So, yeah, it's like I love giving people opportunities that maybe wouldn't have got them. And more importantly, I feel like I don't have kids of my own. I have a stepdaughter, Michaela, but like sometimes these kids are brought into my life for whatever reason. Yep. to help them become adults. And when they leave our team, they're not going to be here forever, but there's been kids throughout the time. When they leave our team, I hope I make them better in life. And like I always tell them, I'm like, hey, I know I gripe and complain about this is not done right. Or we have a saying, same way every day. We're going to do it the same way, no matter if I'm here or I'm at a meeting or whatever. I just hope when they leave a better person and they're going to be a better worker for the next guy that gets them. And one day I hope they look back and say, gosh, Brian really taught me the importance of everything in life, not just what you get paid or whatever. And yeah, like I said, it's I want to spank lots of times because they sometimes they drive me up the wall, but I wouldn't trade any of them for the world because they're all so important. Me and Chad get a lot of the credit, but those guys, I mean, they're the ones I've never seen a race won on a flat right rear tire or a tire that's out of balance. Or when somebody walks through the pits and says, gosh, how do you guys keep your equipment so clean? That's a win in my eyes. And it takes all of us. And I'm lucky to have the UNOH kids.
I love it. The UNOH, University of Northwest.
I'm so close to a UNOH sponsorship. I'm just a decal away.
Yeah, there we go. You're working it. That's for sure. You're working it, Brian. No doubt about it. Final question for you here. We are in the middle of a weird, silly season in sprint car racing. Things that we didn't dream of happened with happened. And I mean, it's just been crazy with driver switches and stuff like that. You control your own destiny. How nice is it for you to be team owner and driver Brian Brown when you see some of the things that's happening in the crazy world of sprint cars?
Yeah, absolutely. It's stuff that we never thought we would see is happening right now. And yeah, we're very, very lucky to control our own destiny and have our own team. But it may say Brian Brown Racing on the front door of the building, but I'm not the boss. There's obviously people here and people there. Casey's FEP, they're the boss. And, you know, we still have to answer to them and do our job on and off the track. And if we do that, I feel like we'll have a successful team as long as we want to have a successful team. But yeah, it's, gosh, I never would have thought, you know, going into this year that Anthony Macri wouldn't be driving for his parents' car and Lance DeWeese wouldn't drive the 69K. And we laughed about it before we got on the air here. Is like, those are the two guys that when I come to the Tuscarora 50, I'm like, you're going to have to beat those two guys. And now you put them in different cars and they're still going to be tough, but I don't think they'll be as potent as they would be in their own cars. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to coming to Pennsylvania in September and, building off what we've built in the past. And, like I said, it's a weird time, man. You go on social media and you don't know what you're going to see, you know, of what's coming next. And, yeah, like I said, it's, so hard to get people together and get them working together. And when times are good, everybody's happy. But then, I think more than anything, it's not just the driver. It's not just the crew chief. It's not just the owner. It's not just the tire guy. It's everybody, and attitudes are contagious. And if everybody has a bad attitude, if one guy has a bad attitude, the next guy's like, well, if he's got a bad attitude, I might as well have one. Next thing you know, the whole team's got a bad attitude. And somebody doesn't say nothing. The next thing you know, it just blows up. And we're like, what happened here? And, you know, I just, like I said, it's crazy, crazy to see, and lots of good drivers moving around. But just thankful that we have our own team where we don't have to worry about that too much. And a lot of times Brian Brown, the owner, would love to fire Brian Brown, the driver, but they seem to work it out and find the balance there and go on down the road. But yeah, we're very, very lucky. And there's not many owner drivers out there. And Brent Marks would be one, but he does have a Murray in front of the Marks. So I don't know who this Murray guy is, but who knows one day, you know, I mean, as long as there's a part owner, who knows what happens. So, like I said, just, love having our own team, love controlling our own destiny, love having great partners, FVP Case, he's Andy Frozen Custard, Andy's Frozen Custard, Impact Signs, Awnings and Wraps. There's about 50 people that help on our team, 50 different businesses or corporations. And they're all so, so important that allow us to have our own team and not have to look over our shoulder worrying about if we're going to get fired. So, like I said, they all get fired, and we may win that Tuscarora 51 day.
You have a shot to do it straight up, but yeah, things are a little bit different, that's for sure. We enjoy talking to Brian Brown, the owner. We enjoy talking to Brian Brown, the driver, as well. Brian, thanks for your time joining us here.
Hey, one more thing I was going to tell you, too. I just went to the store yesterday and got me some sage cherries.
Oh.
And, yeah, they're off the charts right now. So, you know, a lot of times I don't get to mention other partners or whatever, but yeah, Sage Fruit has been a huge supporter of sprint car racing for a long, long time. Obviously, with Casey Kane, now they're with Tony. They've always been a huge supporter of Wing Nation. And you don't find better people than Chuck Sinks. And, you know, he's not a Missouri guy, but he's real close to me. So we're good people out here. So he thanks for their support of all they've did for racing for a long, long time. And very, very good cherries, too.
Brian, always a pleasure. Thanks for your time.
Thank you guys very much, and hopefully we'll do something the next couple of weeks to get us back on the air with you guys.
There we go. Yes, indeed. That's Brian Brown joining us on the Sage Fruit Hotline. Stay with us. More Wing Nation in just a moment. The Outlaws are headed back to the Pacific Northwest. Join us for 3 action-packed nights of racing August 31st, September 1st and 2nd at Skagit Speedway when the world of outlaw NOS Energy Drink Sprint Cars return for the Sage Fruit Skagit Nationals. Kickoff for the Sage Fruit Skagit Nationals begins Wednesday, August 30th with a pre-race party, live band, Sage Fruit Apple giveaways, and more. Then catch Johnny Schatz and the rest of the World of Outlaws as they take on Washington's best sprint car drivers Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. Details at SkagitSpeedway.com. Welcome back. It is Wing Nation presented by Sage Fruit. Ashley Strummy and Steve Post here, and love chatting with Brian Brown. Boy, I'll tell you what. He's wound up for Knoxville, and he is getting around that racetrack. That'd be something special if he could pull that one off, Ashley.
Steve, I like where his mindset's at. Forget it. Forget that it's the Knoxville Nationals. We're going to race. If we win it, great. If we don't, fine. And I think that's when you'll see success.
I do, too. I really liked it when he was talking about Joseph Newgarden and reading about that. That, to me, that's between the ears. Brownie's had good equipment, good gear, good skills between the ears. If you get that all put together, I really like where Brian Brown is. Stay tuned. It is coming up, that is for sure. Want to mention this. We have talked about the West Coast a lot. Skagit Speedway had a non-sanctioned $10,000 to win 410 show. Actually, they had 22 cars out there. There were a few 360s, but they are growing it. But what was so cool to me about it is Jason Solwald is a 47-year-old veteran racer, and the old dogs, he's afraid that he might want to hang with the porch with the old dogs. He's not hanging on any porch. He is winning races. Pretty cool to see a veteran racer like that get another big win.
No doubt. I mean, sometimes you question that when you get to that age, right, that you start thinking, do I need to hang up my helmet? Well, this proves that he doesn't need to do it just yet. He's still got some wins in him. But a huge weekend ahead for them, Steve.
Yes, and I love the name of it. And the reason I'm talking about it is just for the name. The Bob's Burger and Brews Summer Nationals. I don't know who Bob is, but it sounds fantastic. They're paying $12,000 to win. Jason has won this race. We talk about a veteran. He won this race in 96, 97, 2002, and 2017, and he won the prelim or the event before. So really, really fun stuff. Speaking of fun stuff, Ashley, up in your neck of the woods, it is the Living Legends race up at Port Royal, 17th annual Living Legends race. 2 25-lap features, $10,000 to win each, plus super late models. Always a big one up at the Speed Palace.
It is, and it's early in the week when we record this, so who knows what might happen yet in silly season. Who knows who's going to end up where and who's going to be what, but it'll be interesting to see who ends up in victory lane.
My money's on David Stremme winning one of the sprint car races. We might just as well go out. Exactly. We might just as well go out there. Who knows? Silly season is here, that is for sure. Appreciate Brian Brown joining us here on the program. More important than all of that, though, thank you for joining us here on Wing Nation presented by Sage Fruit.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Underage sale prohibited. Introducing Zone Nicotine Pouches, the perfect balance of unparalleled comfort, longer-lasting flavor, and nicotine that satisfies. Whether you're zoning in during the race or zoning out after a tough day at work, Zone gets you there faster and keeps you there longer. Available in 7 flavors and in 6 and 9 milligram strengths. Find Zone at ZonePouches.com and retailers near you. Own your Zone with Zone Nicotine Pouches.